I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, Christ followers meet physical and spiritual needs in Haiti in the wake of Saturday's earthquake. And if you like writing and sharing Christ, one of our ministry partners has the perfect opportunity for you. That story coming up. But we'll begin today in the Caribbean, where damage assessments are underway following Saturday's quake in northern Haiti. The latest reports indicate 17 dead, 333 injured, and more than 7,000 families in need of relief aid. Compassion International's Haiti director, Gilbo Sancir, says they're taking stock, too. Four Compassion kids were injured and three homes completely destroyed.
We have a lot of houses damaged, more than 500 houses of the children damaged. We have also some churches, some church partners. They have their facilities also damaged or collapsed. But so far, we are providing water, food to the victims, and then we are thinking about sheltering people who have no homes. We will have a meeting to see what could be our short-term and mid-term and long-term responses.
So while taking care of immediate needs, local believers help their neighbors understand spiritual truths.
We want people to pray for us so Haitian people could believe that it is not God's hands against Haitians, you know. It is a natural disaster.
If you're looking for ways to help, we'll connect you with Compassion at our website.
We do need help because there are a lot of needs.
Next, FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in Indonesia for a field visit. But it didn't take a field visit for Allen to get an update on the Big C Church situation in the country.
As I'm talking with various pastors, various church members, as I'm reading the news about what occurs in Indonesia, I do see an increase in radical militant.
Allen says he's also seeing an increase in Islamic authorities acting as though they're untouchable. Fortunately, the Indonesian government has taken this rise in radical Islam seriously.
At Pastor Damati's church, for example, there's been a continual police presence there for security's sake since the coordinated bombings against three churches on a single Sunday back in May that captivated the world's attention because it was just this one family that divided up, mother, father, and their children. And the six of them divided into teams of two to attack three churches on a given Sunday in Indonesia.
Indonesia ranks 38th on the Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking for the 50 worst countries for persecution. Would you ask God to give these believers perseverance in their faith, endurance in their ministry, and an unwavering comfort in Christ? And we'll end today's broadcast looking at a completely different direction. Have you ever considered being a pen pal with a prisoner? Crossroads Prison Ministries is in desperate need of men and women to mentor prisoners in their Bible study program. Douglas Cooperi with Crossroads says they kicked off their We Over Me campaign to double the number of mentors this year.
Currently, we have about 7,500 lessons waiting to go out to mentors. And there's an urgency in there because when you read those words in the Bible lesson, there are salvation issues in there. They're asking questions about who they are. Who are they in Christ? Who is this Jesus?
All it takes is about an hour of your time each week to go over a student's Bible study lesson.
And then the key piece is that you write that prisoner, that student, a letter of hope and encouragement, maybe tell pieces of your story, offer some challenges, then mail that letter off to them.
Here's the thing. It's had a profound impact.
You know, when we as the church reach the prisoner from the outside, to say, you are not forgotten. You are one of us. We're no different. You are created in the image of God. And it just goes so far. And we hear from the prisoners all the time how much they reread these letters. They hang on to them for years.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.